Multiple studies have exposed the dangers of texting and driving. Some have gone so far as to say that texting and driving is worse than drinking and driving. Renowned documentarian Werner Herzog even made a film about it. And yet, a new University of Washington study shows that 1 in 12 drivers in Washington are still using cell phones on the road. The study is the first of its kind here in Washington State. Joining us is Beth Ebell, the study's principal investigator and a trauma doctor in the Injury Prevention and Research Center at Harborview Medical Center. Beth, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Ross.
Well, it doesn't sound like laws against texting and driving are doing much good.
I don't know. I think it's great that we have the laws, but we need to continue to keep pace with the rate at which people are using these devices.
This is a snapshot in time, of course. It could have been that maybe 2 in 12 drivers were using their cell phones on the road until before this study. So I guess we don't really know whether it's changed over time.
Absolutely. It's good to have a baseline so that we know where we are and we can start to take steps to improve and reduce distracted driving.
What are people doing on their phones?
Well, we've surveyed 7,800 drivers and found that 8% were distracted. Among that group, nearly half, or 45%, were texting. And what we know that prior studies show that texting while driving increases your crash risk by 23 times, which is similar to driving with a blood alcohol level of 0.19.
Is texting the most dangerous thing you could be doing on your cell phone while you're driving?
It's one of them, though people are creative in what they do. But it's against the law. And we really need to find some ways to tackle this distracted driving. We know that distraction is thought to be responsible for up to 28% of the crashes that we see.
Many phones these days have dictation devices where you can just say what you want to write, and it'll write it for you. Is there any indication on whether that's as dangerous as actually thumbing in what you'd like to write?
That hasn't been studied, and so it's something that should be looked at in the future. But what we do know is that the risk associated with distraction comes predominantly from cognitive distraction. So your mind is really on a different task and not focusing on what you should be doing, which is looking at the road and making sure that you're safe.
Well, this is very disappointing to see that 1 in 12 drivers still using cell phones on the road, despite all of this evidence that's been out there for a long time. Any thoughts, Beth, on what could be done to try to reduce that number?
Yeah, you know, most of us are glad that there are laws against texting and talking on the phone and get irritated at others, but many people may feel like they are somehow safer than everybody else. To tackle this problem, I think we should do some of the steps that we took to reduce the risk of drunk driving, and that is that we need good laws in place. We need to enforce those laws and let people know that they will be enforced, make it easier for our police officers. And then, and this is good for your show, but we need to have conversations about this. Families can talk together about how they're going to handle talking and texting in the car. Parents can think about what sort of example they're going to be setting for their kids. Workplaces can have a policy on what they expect of their employees.
You know, drinking and driving certainly has never been acceptable, but I think it's even less acceptable today. Mothers Against Drunk Drivers and others, and many of the horrible stories we've seen about that. It doesn't appear, though, that we have the same kind of social sanctions against using your cell phone while driving that we do when it comes to drinking and driving.
That's right. But, you know, it took 20 years for the progress that we made in drunk driving to occur, and we still have farther to go. I think we're earlier in that phase for distracted driving, but we will get there. When you speak to the prosecutors for felony traffic, they say, look, if you've killed somebody and you've been on your phone or you're texting at the time, they are going to go after those cell phone records, those texting records, and you're going to be prosecuted. So, you know, from that person's perspective, it didn't matter whether you were drinking or you were on your phone. And I think that just being clear with our drivers that we have the state law, it's going to be enforced, you know, that helps all of us who don't want to drive around thinking about gloom and doom, just come up with a consistent policy in our own cars.
Beth Ebell worked on the study. She was the principal investigator, which found that 1 in 12 drivers in Washington State still using cell phones on the road. In the course of the study, Beth, we were able to check it all to find out whether people were aware of the big fines they face if police pull them over while they're using their cell phone that way. Are they conscious of the legal ramifications of it, even if they don't get into an accident?
We didn't survey people or speak to them. We were observing their behavior. But the data suggests that people in Washington are very clear that this is the law. They're very clear on the fines. And I think that some folks are taking a gamble that it's not, you know, their call or their text is more important, or that they're not going to get caught. And, you know, that's where we'll see states that have come with stronger laws like Oregon and California you know, they've been able to step up and really, I think, make some inroads into distraction. And I think we have always been a leader in traffic safety, and we're going to be moving the needle, too.
So, Dr. Ebel, I was on my way to work today. I came to a very busy intersection in the U District. I look up and see a woman walking across the street against the light, looking at her cell phone. And I understand about 9 months ago, researchers at UW looking at pedestrians in Seattle found that there's a big problem there, too, people walking across busy streets while looking at their cell phones.
Yeah, that was our study, too. And it kind of grew out from some of the distracted driving work. I mean, clearly, the distracted driving is a bigger problem because you are putting your life at risk and others, right, while you're driving that vehicle around. So I'm clear that it's a much bigger problem in the car. But, you know, as for pedestrians, if you're texting on the sidewalk, that's your own business. You run into a lamppost. But if you're texting while you're crossing the street, you're putting your own life in your hands. So, you know, I just think it's more epidemic of how compelling those devices are. We really need to be smarter to get some strategies to get them out of our hands when we've got to make other critical decisions.
Dr. Beth Ebel, a principal investigator in a study at the University of Washington about texting and driving, also a trauma doctor in the Injury Prevention and Research Center at Harborview Medical Center. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.